do me a favor and imagine yourself in the 1400s, just after the advent of the printing press and movable type. Imagine the conversation revolving around how it was going to affect how people communicated and spread messages. Think of the educators and elites' enthusiasm in knowing that it would no longer take months to transcribe a written text, or that they would only have to verbally recite a poem or story or lecture once before it could be received by more than just those present. The same astonishment and awe would likely be found in similar discussions predating the radio, television, and computer. However, as one technology develops, it often leads to the diminishment of one communication form and the favoring of another. Books gave way to radio, radio gave way to television, and presently television is giving way to the computer. But one communication form has always seemed to persevere and arguably grow stronger over time. Communication that I am talking about is the written word. Although it has taken various forms and used various technologies, such as pen and paper, typewriter, and presently a computer to transmit a message, it has stayed a staple of communication over the years. However, for me, it is not necessarily how messages have been transmitted, or even what medium those messages have been transmitted with. It is how the combination of those two have formed society. Some recent discussions have prompted me to think more in depth on this topic. Recently, Indiana has decided to take cursive handwriting out of their core curricula. Initially, I thought to myself, what on earth are they thinking? But after reading deeper into the issue, I realized that, like with many issues, three fundamental views began to emerge. The first view is that of the tried and true, those who are willing to compromise on a principle that has been steadfast throughout the years, traditionalists, neophobes, those with a kind of, if it's not broken, don't fix it mentality. Like with any change, this viewpoint has a personalized twist. Many argue that signatures are a personal aspect of an individual, and by taking cursive out of the core curricula, we are doing the children of this generation a disservice. The second view is that of embracing change. The advancements in computer technology, in which processing power is anticipated to double every 18 months through the year 2023, according to Moore's Law, it is essential that children be taught skills more appropriate to their time. Skill, of course, is keyboarding. It's not that cursive is simply being taken out of the curricula, but rather that it is being replaced by keyboarding. The last viewpoint is somewhere in the middle. Have your cake and eat it too. Supporters of this viewpoint would hope to see Indiana teaching both cursive and keyboarding. I, for one, believe that I have found the perfect solution to the dilemma. Teach keyboarding, but make sure that the students are using script as their font. Problem solved. No one viewpoint is correct or incorrect, but to those who argue that the children of this generation will no longer be able to sign a check or write a note, or I'm having difficulty thinking of anything else you need a signature for. Oh well, regardless, it seems easy to say now what they won't be able to do, but it is virtually impossible to say what they will be able to do. Besides paper checks and handwritten notes and cards, everything we sign is just a digital representation of our signature. Pens, electronic signature pads, are merely a collection of ones and zeros. For sake of argument, a 64-bit operating system with a base 2 number system, which is the lowest possible numbering system for digitization, is capable of generating over 18 quintillion variations. That means that every person on Earth, an estimated 7 billion, would be able to be uniquely represented digitally over 2.6 billion times. I, for one, know that I have never, nor will ever, sign my name that many times in 10 lifetimes. The point is, instead of focusing on how technology takes away the uniqueness of the individual, focus instead on how it has the ability, like never before in history, to augment the uniqueness of the individual, and not only the individual, but society as a whole, and provide it with more personalization than humanly possible. If you need proof of this, look no further than your nearest book or computer. They have provided not only a pulpit but a voice for millions. Every medium in technology gives way to the new, and for good reasons. If they do not help us and do not efficiently fulfill our needs, they fail and become obsolete. Cursive and signatures will live on, just not as we know them today.